All right. This week's shiur is sponsored by Rabbi Avram Cooper, Lishmas Rivka Bas, Rabbi Shimon Chaim, Oleh Shalom, and also sponsored by Rabbi Moshe Bash, Lishmas' parents, Levi Yitzchak, Ben Rabbi Yeshua, and Sarah Miriam Bas, Rabbi Menachem Mendel. Shkoyach to Rabbi Shiva came all the way from Lakewood to say the shiur.
Yeah, but
we'll
see the
Mount
Kindness.
That's okay,
we need to come back.
Oh, okay. What daf is today? What's that stuff? The process is fresh in your mind. Okay. Mishnah says, "Na pizayin, a pegemis ksibosa, v'sifra lo b'shvua." That if a isha comes to mona ksuba and she's moida that the baal paid part of the ksuba, the baal said he paid the whole thing, and the isha says, "No, you paid part of it." So the din is that she needs to make a shvua to be going with the ksuba, even though she has a shtar. Needs to make up shvua to be going to the ksuba. Eidechad mida shiparua. Let's say the Baal says he paid back and there's an eidechad that says he paid back. Loisifrael b'shvua. She also has to bring, she has to make a shvua in order to be going to her ksuba. The Gemara says like this. First we're going on the first part of the Mishnah. Pegemz ksubasa. Savaram b'chamala meima shvua deraisa. Ram B'chamer Avmin says the Shvua Deraisa. Why? Because the Maid of Mitzvah. Because it's Maid of, she's Maid of half was paid, so she's a Maid of Mitzvah, so she has to make a Shvua Deraisa. So Amarav, so he said, the Kotoim Masayim, Kamedel B'mei Avalai Dov Mitzvatayim, Chol Maid of Mitzvatayim, Yishava. Amarav, Shnei Tshuvas B'dov, two kashas. Chode, the Kol Nishboi, Shabbatayra, All the shvuos in the Torah are nishba v'nifter, and the nishbas neitel is nishba v'neitel. Nishba v'neitel is a shvuah rabbanon. The yid ain nishboyin al kfir shibuk hakoyis. That is kfir shibuk hakoyis. She's coming with a star, so that's kfir shibuk hakoyis. Ain nishboyin al kfir shibuk hakoyis. Elo merove midrabbanon to shvuah rabbanon. Why the pora dayik the mifra loy dayik? But since he says he pays, he's careful about it. And her getting the money, she's not so careful about it. She should pay attention. So that's what Rabban Mechayv Shvua. That's the first piece of Gemara. Now, further down the Amid, the Gemara speaks about the next above in the Mishnah. Eidechad Mida Shifrua. Savaram Bacham Alameimer again at Shvua the Raisa. Shvua says Eidechad. He says Parati. She says he was not Nifra. Eidechad says Pora. So she has to be, she has to make a shvua, lahakhesh sa'id. The chsiv, al yokam edechad b'ishl chalov v'chol chaz, chalov v'chol chaz, v'udei nekom, ava kom l'shvua, v'amma ma, kom lo kushayim v'chol yizim, ma v'nech m'chay v'shvua. So it's a shvua d'araisa. Marav, again, the same thing. Shnei tshuvas b'dover, chod de kol nishbon, shal v'tar nishbon v'lo yishalman, v'hi nishbas v'lo yitalaz, v'yoyid, en nishbon k'fir shepakakoyiz. Ela marav, v'drabonon, k'tei lahofiz daitel shabal habayiz. That the shvuah is midrabanan to be to, you know, set his mind at ease. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Papa, Yipikeyachu. If this baal is a pikeach, ma'isla de shvuah deraisa. He can make her swear shvuah deraisa. How? Yov lo ksubasa. I'm going to go into this a little bit later, but I'm just going to say, Yov lo ksubasa bapichad sada. He pays her again in front of. He's right now. He paid once. Right now, she's gonna be nishbev leitel. He'll pay a second time, so she'll make a shvud rabbana, and then he'll force him to pay. He's gonna end up paying twice, so she could be mechayver to make a shvud deraisa. How? He gives her again. He pays again for the ksuba in front of an eidechad, and he takes these two eidim, the eid on the first prayer, the eid on the second prayer. He puts them together, and then the eidechad on the first prayer comes back. I don't go into it now, but we'll go a little bit later. And there's a way that he can make her swear a shvuah deraisa. What's the mind of swearing a shvuah deraisa? What's the difference? She's going to swear a shvua to be guided from him. What's chiluk if it's a shvua rabbanon, the nishba v'noitel, or he works it out that it's a shvua deraisa, that he's taking it back from her, so it's a shvua deraisa, because the shvua say dechon. So Rashi says, what's the chiluk? I pikech I bal mez brings all the shvua deraisa, shehu b'shem oi b'kinu oi v'oichen sefer b'yadoi. Kedamrin b'shvuas v'chamur him yoid. Aval shvua rabbanon, klol bal maken shalono. He says that a shvur deraisa has been the kitzes chayfetz. She has to hold the sefer Torah. She has a shem. It's a shvur chamura. So that's a shvur deraisa. Shvur rabbanon is without the kitzes chayfetz. So it's not such a chamur like a shvur. So he wants to force her. She's taking the money from him anyway. She's going to take it from him. So if she takes it from him, at least let her swear a shvur chamura. So maybe she'll be pirish. He wants to be chayfetz for a shvur chamura. That's what Rashi says. So the chilek, the shvur rabbanon, and the shvur deraisa is the kitas chayfet. And this shvur is a nishba v'noitel. So this shvur is a nishba v'noitel. So Rashi holds that a nishba v'noitel does not swear with the kitas chayfet. So Tois says, Sakasha, steer in Rashi's. Here's the country, Nafkol Mino, when shvur deraisa and shvur rabbanon, the deraisa minket chefza, the deraisa is the kitas chayfet, rabbanon loy noket. V'u'atz mo'yisoy sedvarov, it's a stira. Because in Gip, amulei rav ravir mi medifta adrum v'bezdin, v'ashba chuslo bezdin, v'ishba kontra, it's all hakama. Kamulayt loy l'ashba v'bezdin, chamir v'nekudin akuta chefza. It's talking about the mother comes from Goyver Manai Simon, so if you mashbiyar in bezdin, if you mashbiyar in bezdin, so there's nekitas chefetz. So Rashi himself says in Gittin, that a nishba v'noitel, there's nekitas chefetz, and a v'Rashi says that a nishba v'noitel, there's no nekitas chefetz. That's Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Now, Tosis has two other truths. We'll talk about that in a minute. I want to go into Rashi first. The second teretz of Tosis says, that what's the chiluk of a shvur deraisa and a shvur rabbanon? It says, by deraisa, bafchinon, by deraisa, there's hepach shvur, and by, there's no hepach shvur, I'm sorry. Deraisa, loy mafchinon, and by rabbanon, mafchinon. This is Gemara Shvuas. What is this? Gemara Shvuas and Daf. And Daf Memalot. The Gemara says, "Ma yikir ben Shvuah deraisa the Rabbanon." What's the chiluk between Shvuah deraisa or Shvuah the Rabbanon? Yikir binayu meches on nichsei. Okay, one second here. Gemara before. Yikir binayu meches Shvuah. The deraisa loy mafchinan. The Rabbanon mafchinan. By Shvuah deraisa is Daf Shvuah, and by Shvuah Rabbanon is Hepet Shvuah. The Tosfos says that's the nafkamina between Shvuah deraisa and Shvuah Rabbanon is nafkamina hepach shvuah. Now this is Tosfos Shita that we're talking about a nishba v'noitel. Tosfos Shita is that by nishba v'noitel there's hepach shvuah. The Rosh over here says by nishba v'noitel there's no hepach shvuah. The machloek is Tosfos and the Rosh. What? Yeah, but until they have a shvur, if you have a din to be nishba v'noitel and you want to be mahapach on the nitva, nishav v'ipata, so that's machloikis. Tosfos in the Rosh, Tosfos holds that you can be mahapach shvur, and the Rosh holds you cannot be mahapach shvur. Why? We'll get to a little bit later, but you can't.
Only
hapach shvur
is
nishav v'tor. Yeah. So where's the hapach shvur? So Rashi says like this. What is it? Rashi in shvur says. The Gemara says, "Maybe Shvuah deraisa mafchinan, Rabbanon mafchinan." What Rashi? Shvuah deraisa. What's Shvuah deraisa? Habo b'miksas miksas taina. By the miksas, that's a Shvuah deraisa, and over there, there's no din of hepach shvuah. Rabbanon. Which kind of a Shvuah Rabbanon is the hepach shvuah? Rab Nachman. What's Rab Nachman? Rab Nachman says that a koyfer akoyl has to be swear shvuah sases. So Rashi says. That hepach shvua by the rice, there's no hepach shvua. It's all my regular shvua rice and moed of mixas, and there's no hepach shvua with rabbanon. There is hepach shvua with rabbanon. That's all my shvua says. The shvua says mapach shvua. What happened to nishba v'noitel? Is mashma from Rashi that by nishba v'noitel he was like the Rosh. That by nishba v'noitel there is no hepach shvua. So that's all he has to say. The Rabbanon, mafchinon doesn't mean hepach shvua. He says it means Rav Nachman. It means shvua says, not hepach shvua.
Unless he just picked one case.
Why would he do that? I mean, why did it? Shuvah Darbanan? What happened to Shuvah Sanoitlin? What? Yeah, I mean, it's misleading. Pashas is mashma. There's three things. Shuvah Daraisa, isn't Shuvah Sanoitlin, Shuvah Sasas. So Rashi is mashma that by Nishma of us.
One second. Shuvah Sasas is Rav Nachman. That's Rav Nachman.
Not from the Tanoim,
that's not from the
Mishnah. Okay, okay. So
I'm
saying,
all right.
So that's what Rashi says. So, if you look at the Rashi before, the Gemara we said before, Savaram Barchamel Meimar Shvuah Daraisa. Shvuah Daraisa. By Pagemet Tzibasa. Avraham Barchamel wanted to say that it's a Shvuah Daraisa. So Rashi says, what's nafkamina if it's Shvuah Daraisa or Shvuah Drabanan? Rashi says, nafkamina, the loy mafchinale. If it's a Shvuah Daraisa, it'll be no hepach Shvuah. The first Rashi in the Gemara, Shvuah Daraisa, the Rashi, nafkamina, the loy mafchinale, that's no hepach Shvuah. But if it would be Drabanan, then there would be hepach Shvuah. I Drabanan, it's only a Nishma Vinaitl. So the mashma for Rashi, that by Nishma Vinaitl there is Epech Shvuah. So this Rashi is closer to the Rashi in Shvuas. The Rambam also said before that Ein Loch Shvuah Shetahafech, Ein Loch Shvuah Seses Bilvad. That's what the Rambam says. Yeah. So anyway, so according to Rashi, in Ksubis, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Shvuah Daraisa. First Rashi in the Gemara. Pesayim Beis. Yeah, the first Shvuah Daraisa. So that's one thing. Rashi is soiser to the Rashi in Shvuas, and also Rashi is soiser. What does the Rashi over here now Gemara say? Like Tosfos. Tosfos says Nafkamina v'Mafchinan. What's nafkamin v'shvu deraisa shvu derabanan? Tosfos says by deraisa is loy mafchinan, derabanan is mafchinan, and we talk about shvu nishma v'noitel. So if by according to this Rashi in Pesayin Amud Beis that by nishma v'noitel there will be hepach shvuah, so why does Rashi have to come over here to get involved with the kitzus chayfet, and we have a problem with the Rashi in Gittin? Why does he say the same thing instead of Pesayin Amud Beis? Why does he say that over here? Why does he all of a sudden go to something else? Then the kitzus chayfets.
But the opposite of ma'idim mixus is kol kol. That's Rav Nachman.
Rav Nachman says by kol kol there's
hesed. The Gemara before is talking ma'idim mixus, so you compare ma'idim mixus.
Yeah, but we talk about the chilek by pogemus kibbutz is nishma v'naita, right? So Rav Bachama says this is not a shvuah drabanan, it's a shvuah deraisa. So if it would be according to Rashi, if it would be a shvuah drabanan, then there would be hepach shvuah, which is like Tosfos, but for careful the Rashi in Shvuas, and also why is Rashi say it over here in Peches? Not a stira, but Rashi just in Pesayim with Beis already said that nafkamina shvuah deraisa and shvuah drabanan is if there's hepach shvuah. So why does Rashi in Peches?
By Eidecha
comes to something else. Yeah. Goes to Nikita's Chayfetz. What's the difference?
But he's talking about the Pikeach. He wants.
Yeah, but what's the chilek?
Because there he wants the pressure. A person feels pressure on these things because of Eicha Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel pressure from Mabchina Allah.
No, there's an advantage.
But
apparently from Tosfos you see there's the advantage of being able to have a shvuah.
Yeah, there's an advantage, but the Gemara is talking about a pikeach.
Okay, but why?
I want to gain something.
So what are you gaining?
What am I gaining? I'm not interested in being mahakot for shvuah. I'm interested in frightening him.
So what is pshat and tosfos?
Okay, but it's still different than our sugya.
Being mahakot for shvuah is also a pressure.
What?
He shove on the pot is also a pressure. You make him swear.
No. He's right. Because if she's a Lishbeth and Leitl, and if she could be Mahaprashvu on him, then he could swear.
Right.
So you have to know what Tosfos means. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. I want to see what the Rosh says. I want to tell you the Rosh, the Rosh of the Rosh. You changed the Rosh here? Is it the same Rosh?
Yeah.
What is
that's
it
the
in
old
there?
One.
This is the old one. So I'm good. I learned the old one. Oh, that's actually good. Okay, this is Rosh saying this. Listen to the Rosh. The Rosh says, Pirish Rashi, Nachkamina b'shvud ha'ra'is l'alkut ha'chavta, like Tyson says. Rabban lo'y no'kut ha'chavta v'sosa z'dvorah, mashkirish b'gitin ka'b'yad v'bezni. Okay, v'nira he says, ahu chumra d'shvud ha'ra'is l'alibid Rav Nachman, l'alibid Rav Abba, okay, well, I'll leave this a little bit. L'alibid Rav Abba chaz ha'shvud m'choyivla, because it's mitoich. V'nidin zeh kosev Rav Alfas b'tshuva, the poigim shtaroi v'choshit k'neg the nishba v'nifter. And there's no chsorin of the kantel of the kanta. So you see from the Rif, he also held like the Rosh, that he can't be made for shvur, because if he could, then you don't have to come on to the din of poigim that of choshit k'neg the nishba v'nifter. You can just be made for shvur. But listen to how the Rosh says this. Like a meimer hocha, what's it? He says like this. This is where the Rosh Kriegs on Toysfit. Says like a memor hochet lin in hippach shvua, the rabbonim afkinen with the rice loin afkinen, the hoche afal gab rabbonim hi loin mishapcha. He says that this is where the Rosh says that even though it's rabbonim, but nishma v'noitel is not mishapach. Loin afkinen shvua el menitfa l'gabi teveya. You can only be mehippach shvua from the nitfa to teveya, which is really a shvua seses. The Shvuah says is a Shvuah that the Nitfah swears, so the Nitfah could be Mahapach the Shvuah on the Teveya. Yomerlei says, Yislach Mitzvah Gaboy, Yishtabu Vishkoil. If you have anything, if you so then make a Shvuah and take, be like, Poka. Eliminitfah, Lagabi Teveya, Nitfah Lagabi Teveya, that's Mahapach Shvuah, why? Shum Domerlei, Yislach Mitzvah Gaboy, Yishtabu Vishkoil. Wait one second. Avul b'z mechayiv tevei ha-shvua, if tevei is chayiv ha-shvua, it means nishba v'naitl, v'imotzi lo hipcha lo v'nitcha. You can't be ma'apa v'shvua unto the nitfa, and the meimer and say, yishtabu li parata li v'ti potter. You can't say yishav li potter. Why not? Why not? The yochel of meimer lay, because the nitfa could tell them at the tevei, I'm not living in the shtabuya, I don't want to swear. Ela ad, you, inicha lach yishtabuya yishka, elachia. If you want to swear, fine, go take it. V'ilo yizil, if not, go. What kind of an argument is this? Manashach, if you hold that Rabbanu Misakin that there's a Hepach Shvuah by Nishba V'naitel, so he could be Mahapach L'Shvuah. If there weren't Misakin, say, Kim Nam Misakin, Rabbanu weren't Misakin. My story is that, he said, what do you need this Taina for? He says, because I got a Taina. He says, if you want to swear, yeah, he says, so I'm not Labin L'Shvuah, I don't want to swear. What do you mean you don't want to swear? Be Mahapach unto the Nitfa. Rabbanu said, according to Tosfos, that by Nishba V'naitel is a din of Hepach Shvuah. So what do you mean you don't want to swear? You have to swear. No, he says, no, I don't want to swear. You want to swear, swear. If not, go. What kind of a taina is that? What's the taina? Right, going back a little bit to what he says by Shvuah's Hesus.
That's the whole point, because...
And what? Is there a takon of Hepach Shvuah? Hepach Shvuah is the takon Rabbanon. Right? So if there's the Kon of Hepach Shvuah, then you have to swear. And if there's no Kon...
Honesty is good, and he says, I'm not interested
what
in
Shvuah. What do you mean? Hepach Shvuah? Everyone's not so good at Nitzvah, but it's so good at Teveya. If there's Hepach Shvuah by Nishba V'naitel, it's for the good of Teveya.
But he's giving the reason.
What's the reason? No, but what's the reason?
Because he's saying he's not going... Not swearing because he doesn't owe the money.
What's that? Right? If there is a takonid rabbana of hepach shvuah and nishba v'leitel, then swear. What are you saying? I don't want to swear. What kind of times I don't want to swear? You b'chayv v'shvuah, swear. Hepach shvuah means I can be mehapach my shvuah on you. So what's your taina? And if there's no takonid, there's no takonid. So fine.
They say this is part of the
takonid. No, either the rabbana will mesakim hepach shvuah and nishba v'leitel or not. If the wrong Misakin Hepach Shvuah is Rabbana, the Avada goes on Shvuah's Heses, but does it also go on Nishba V'naitel? That's the Shaila. What Rabbana Misakin Hepach Shvuah by Nishba V'naitel? If they were, they were. If they weren't, they weren't. I mean, what's this time? He says, yeah, if you want to swear, swear. If you don't want to swear, go. I mean, what kind of a time is this? And go back to what he says by Shvuah's Heses. What he says by Shvuah's Heses? The only time you're Mahapach, Menitva L'Gabi Teveya. So he says, the Menitva Katal Teveya. If you have anything, so swear and take. V'loi,
paka. What do you mean paka? That the shvuah is paka. Why do you mean the shvuah should be paka? What does that mean paka? That means, well, what does it mean to be like paka? That's the din. Hapach shvuah. If you mahapach shvuah on you, if you swear, you take. If not, not. That's your din. You could take with a shvuah. I made a hapach shvuah on teveya. But the ones in Chayv Shvuah says it was mahapach shvuah on teveya. So you have, if you want to take, you make a swear. You swear. I don't want to swear. That's your brayer. If you don't swear, you won't get. But what's this paka? What's the word of paka? What is the word saying paka? So Glein Azoy, that what's the machloikis? What's the machloikis? Toisus in the Rosh of this hapach shvuah by Nishma Vinoitel. So Bamison, you can clarify like this. By hapach shvuah, that means by let's say shvuah sasis. I have a right to be mahapach my shvuah onto the other one. So what is the tekon of hapach shvuah? Is the tekon of hapach shvuah that right now my shvuah goes off and I shaf a new shvuah afyanim? That I was mechuyev shvuah and I've right to be mahapach shvuah. So now it's chalachiy shvuah on the teveya, not on me. But I was mahapach the shvuah, Yen has the shvuah. Oh no, the hapach shvuah, it doesn't change the etzem chiyev of the shvuah. The chiyev of the shvuah is mine. Novos. Now I have a right to say that I want you to swear my shvuah. This is my shvuah. It's my shvuah. No, I don't have to swear it myself. You swear it. That's what it means. That's what hapach shvuah is. It doesn't mean that there's a total change in the din of the shvuah. That right until now the shvuah is on me, and now my shvuah goes off, and I'm chal shvuah on you. No, that's not what it means. It means that the shvuah is stuck on me, but this shvuah that's chal on me, I don't have to swear it. I can say you should swear my shvuah. So this is what the Rosh holds. The Rosh says that if it's not a new shvuah, if the pshat the shvuah is on me, now I can say you should swear, but that's if the shvuah is still on the ditva. By the Dishma Vinoitel. The Shvuah is still, I'm sorry, the Shvuah is still on the Teveya. Teveya has the Shvuah. But his Mahapach, it doesn't go off from him. It's still his Shvuah. Lavos, he says that the Dishma Vinoitel should be Niskayim, not all day my Shvuah, all day your Shvuah. You're going to be the one that's going to be Mevar the Shvuah. So Mela, the Nitva Katanya to him, listen, the Shvuah is yours. I don't want to swear. So what are you going to do if I don't want to swear? You still have a Chiyuv Shvuah. And your shvuah, your tvis, your gvira is ma'ukav that shvuah. And if I don't want to swear, so nobody's going to swear that shvuah. You can't force me to swear. So mela, that shvuah will not be sworn. If that shvuah is not sworn, you can't be goyva. That's what he's saying. That's his shtickle of it. If you want to swear, swear. That's what he's saying. That so, but Tosfos holds that that
can be. Regular.
Oh, what's my Hesses? Hesses, oh, yeah. So my Hesses, Shad is like, I have a Chiyuv Shvuah. I'm Hapach on you, you should swear. If you don't swear, so it's Paka. That's what the Rosh says, it's Paka. Why? Because the Shvuah, the Chilik of the Shvuah, Shvuah's Hesses, Shvuah's Hesses is a Zaytik Shvuah. Shvuah's Hesses is not central to Gevia. Nishma V'Noitel or Shvuah Deraisa, my whole Din Netila or my whole Din Ptur is only on day the Shvuah. So the Shvuah is connected to my Schus Mavet. Vashenka by Shvuah Hesses is Zaytik Shvuah. It's really my Din Ptur is not totally on the Shvuah. Rashi says in Bav Mitzvah that, hey, that's called, what? That Shvuah Hesses is Lasis Elohidus. It's not really, it's not central to his Din Ptur. He's Pater. He's a Kaifer HaKoyel. Now the Chamum and Batal Shvuah and Lasis Elohidus. So the reason why he's Pater is not because of the Shvuah. So Memele, if I have a Chiyuv Shvuah Hesses, I have to swear. But if I want to be mahapachir onto the teveya, so I'm mahapachir on teveya, and he should swear. If he doesn't swear, so then the shvuah is not his paka. The shvuah is paka because my din ptur is not totally in the shvuah. That's the chilik in the shvuah's hesed. Hashem came by nishma v'noitel, the whole din etil is totally in the shvuah. So he says that. So if the hippuch says that you could be mechayiv me to swear your shvuah, you can't have such a hippuch. He says the whole thing is bottled. Why? Because if it's your shvuah, you'll be mechayiv me to swear. So then, if I don't swear, so I don't want to swear. Force me.
If he wants to, he could.
But if he doesn't want to. If he doesn't want to, so Yannick can still be Nishma V'Noitel if he wants to. But you can't force me to swear, and if I don't swear, then you can't be Noitel because you're Mechus of the Shvuah. It's your Shvuah, you're Mechus of the Shvuah. So that's about the Rosh. The Rif holds like the Rosh. It also holds like this, that the Chiyuv Shvuah, that the Hepech Shvuah is not a new Shvuah. It's just that you can say that Yannick should swear your Shvuah. The Torah brings down a machloikis. What happens by Shvuah Deraisa is not Mafchina. So there's Rav Shmuel ben Chafni, I think he's a good one of the Gaonim, Shmuel ben Chafni.
Shulva Chofni holds that you cannot be, let's say both Baladin are maskim that they should make a hepach shvua. Right? In Schaiv Yeshua is made the mitzvahs. The Nitva wants to be mahapach the shvua onto the Teveya. He wants to be mahapach the shvua onto the Teveya. So there's no hepach shvua by the Raisa. But they both agree. They both agree that the Teveya should swear the shvua. So the Shulva Chofni says you can't do that. You can't. No, you can't. And the Riv holds he could.
Why can't you? Because it's your money.
It's your money, but you can't. Oh, but the Shvua. So listen, so the Riv holds he could. Why? Because Shulva Chofni holds like Taisvus. That it's a new Shvua. You can't create new Shvuas if there's no such Shvua. There's no such Shvua. Hippach Shvua is a new Shvua. That means before the Shvua is on me, now the Shvua is not on me, I'm hapach on you, and now you have the Chiyuv Shvua. So if there's no din of Hippach Shvua, just because you decide to make Hippach Shvua, this is not a Shvua's Dayanim. You can't create your own Shvua's Dayanim. But the Rif holds that there's not a new Shvua. The Rif holds that it's just that you could say the Yanish should Shvua your Shvua. So by the Raisa you can't be Mechayivim, but if you both mask him, you could be Mechayivim, because you're not creating a new Shvua. You're swearing the Shvua the Raisa. The Shvua the Raisa was on me, or the Hippach Shvua. Yannick could swear the Shvua the Raisa, so the Rif holds, he could do it. By Shvua the Raisa.
Why can't he just, I mean, I could give the money without the Shvua.
So no, they want a Shvua. Well. Okay, so look it up. Oh. No, but yes,
it
should
be.
It should be like a Doez Baldin, you mean, that if I swear, but Bezin's not going to let him swear. You're going to make a Shvua.
I can make a Shvua without Bezin.
No, you can't. It's not, no. One second. They want the dinner Shvua. You could do anything.
Well,
you
the
could.
The rice is
No. You can't. The shvuah is bitui. Shvuah is bitui is nothing. Talk about shvuah is dayanim. Has to be al day bezdin.
No, you can't.
Shvuah is bitui has nothing to do with the din Torah. You say if you're going to make a shvuah is bitui, I'm asking him to give you the money. That's not shvuah is dayanim. What's nafkamina is going to be?
Okay, yeah, but this is.
What? No, hepech is rabbana.
Yeah, but under the right side.
Yeah. No, Shulva Chofni holds he can't do it. The Rif holds he could do it. But it won't be a shvua the right side. No, because it's hepech shvua. That Yenish is where my shvua is mid rabbanan. There's no the right side that can do. The con of hepech is a con of rabbanan. But the shaila is if there's a hippach on the shvua the raisa. So there's no hippach. So the Rif holds. But if you want, you could. Because hippach doesn't change the tzuris of shvua. It's the same shvua. Question is who swears it? So he holds. But I could say, you should swear it. It's not going to be a problem. Shulva Chofni holds. It's a different shvua. A different shvua. I can't make up a different shvua. Okay. Now, this is Gemara. That's how Rashi was also. That's the chiluk between Nishba of Neitel and Shmuel Sesses. Now, the Gemara and the Pesayim. The Gemara says like this. Savaron Berchama Lameima, Shmuel Deraisa. So Rashi says, what does Rashi say? What is Nafkamina Lagabi Hepach Shvua? Why does Rashi say Nafkamina Lagabi Hepach Shvua? Why did he say Stamazoi? Rav Chama says, what kind of a shvua is this? Mativa, what kind of a shvua is this? Rav says, it's shvua deraisa. By the mixes, why does Rashi have to be noches into a nafkamina? Rashi says, nafkamina. So Rav Chama may be shvua deraisa. Rashi says, what? So what's Vil Rav Chama? Nafkamina, lagabi hepach shvua. Why does Rashi say that? Why does Rashi just say, you know, that the question is, there's a shvua in the Mishnah, pagemis ktubos ash to swear. What kind of a shvua is this? What kind of a shvua is this? So Rav Chama says, it's a shvua's point of mixas. What's the problem with that? Why do you have to get into a dafkamina if it's midraisa with Rabbanan? Right? So you see from this, that the Avada, Rav Chama understood, this, in the Mishnah Shvuas, the Mishnah goes into a whole list of all the shvuas on Neutlin, and one of the shvuas on Neutlin is Pagim Shtore. Pagim Shtore begins Ksubasa is the same din. There's a list of shvuas from Neutlin and Rabbanan and Pagim Shtore. So of course you could learn that it's a shvuah Rabbanan. That's Pashit. Why not? You could learn shvuah Rabbanan. It's Pashit the Mishnah. All the other divisions of Neutlin are in Rabbanan. And so Rambam Chama held, no, the shvuas Neutlin is different from the other shvuas Neutlin. So it's a deraisa. Right. It's a deraisa. So Rashi says, what's nafkamina?
You understood that it could be a Shvu'ud Rabbanan. Now you come along and say, no, it's not a Shvu'ud Rabbanan. The Pasha in the Mishnah, it's a Shvu'ud Rabbanan. It's a long list of Shvu'us, all of which are the Rabbanan. The Sochir, the Migzal, they're all the Rabbanan. So to say it's Rabbanan is Pasha. So what does Rambam Chama come to say? He comes to say that is the Raisa. So what does he want? What's the Chiluk of his Raisa Rabbanan? So Rashi says, Nafkamina, Lagabi, the Hepach Shvu'a.
I'm answering the Shaili. You're asking, what does Rashi have to give Nafkamina?
Right.
So how are you answering that?
No, because you have to give Nafkamina. It's not shot that we had no idea what this was. We understood that the Shvu'a could be a Shvu'a Rabbanan. The Pashas of the Mishnah is a Shvu'a Rabbanan. You understood that it could be a Shvu'a Rabbanan. Rambam wants to say, no, it's not a Shvu'a Rabbanan, it's a Shvu'a Raisa. Right?
Yeah, so it's good.
So Rashi says, what's Nafkamina? Shvu'a Rabbanan, Shvu'a Raisa.
Well, it's Nafkamina, so it's
Raisa. So what's the Chiluk if it's the Raisa Rabbanan?
It's
the Raisa. No. So the Raisa is
so Rashi says. What's your
Shaila? Oh, no, I'm not finished. Oh. I'm just showing you Rashi why Rashi says this. Why Rashi says this is because it was understood that it could be a Shvu'ud Rabbanan. It's not sure that Rambam Chama was so tumult, what kind of a Shvu'ud is this? So he says, no, this is Shvu'ud Raisa. If that's what his reason was, then you don't need enough Kamina. However, Rambam Chama understood that you could learn that it's a Shvu'ud Rabbanan. So he says, no, but it's Shvu'ud Raisa. So Mele, what is he gained by saying Shvu'ud Raisa? Nafkamina, look, I'll be Mafkina Shvu'ud.
So Pagim is different than
Pagim Shnora. No, so Pagim Shnora also be the same thing.
Oh,
Pagim Shnora? Yeah, the same thing. Magda makes the same thing, no difference. So what does the Gemara say then? So Elam Rava. Rava says, no, it's Rabbanan. Rava says, not the Raisa, it's Rabbanan. Why is not the Raisa? Because of the Nishbon Venoitland, and because of the Israel Kfirship of Kakoyas, so it's not the Raisa. It doesn't Rabbanan. And then Rava says, "On Rabbanon, the Parah Dayek, the Shalayb Dayek, the Rabbanon Shvur, like Eichad the Tidek." What is that? I mean, what is the purpose of that? We knew that it could be a Rabbanon. Rambam Chama knew it could be a Rabbanon, and Rambam Chama says the Raisa. So says it's not a Raisa. Go back to the original position that it's a Rabbanon. Why does Rava all of a sudden come along and give us a tam why it's a Rabbanon? That was not an issue. What if it wouldn't be a Raisa? What did Rambam Chama?
Sounds like a Shvur's Hesus already.
What's a Shvu'as Hesus?
It sounds like a
Shvu'as Hesus,
but you said, well,
I see, that you shouldn't. What's a Shvu'as Hesus? No, this is a Nishba V'naitl. This is a Nishba V'naitl. No, but I'm saying, but the time that he says, why is it Shvu'ud Rabbanan? So he says, why? Because the paradaic, the Diferloi Dayak, Kecha, Sarum Rachan Shvu'a, Kecha, the Tidik. Why is he giving you a Svara? Let's just go back to the original. Let's just go back to the original position. Rambam Muhammad understood that it could be a Rabbanan. He's coming to say it's the Raisa because he wants to gain Hepach Shvu'a. Say, no, it can't be the Raisa. You can't get Hepach Shvu'a. So we go back to where we were before. It's a Shvu'a Rabbanan. All of a sudden, Rav has to explain to us why it's a Shvu'a Rabbanan.
And why over there by Pagim is it for sure a Shvu'a Rabbanan?
No, it's not. According to Rav, Pagim will also be a Shvu'a Raisa.
So why?
No, I'm just saying, you see, there's a long list in the mission of Shvu'a tonight, right? And one of these is Pagim Shtara. So you could very easily learn that the Shvu'ud Rabbanan.
What's that Shvu'ud Rabbanan?
What? Whatever, it's a Nishba V'naitl. It's a Nishba V'naitl. Whatever the reason is. Yeah, but there was a default position that it could be a Shvu'ud Rabbanan. And Rambam Chama comes along and he says, no, it's not a Shvu'ud Rabbanan, it's a Shvu'ud Raisa. So really it can't be Mahap of the Shvu'ud, right? So it can't be Mahap of the Shvu'ud. So Rambam says, no, it's not a Shvu'ud Raisa. Go back to where you were before. My friend says, Rav has to come up with a chiddush, right? Come with a chiddush, what's the pshat? Oh, so you see from over here that Rabbi Bar Chama is Shvu'ud Rabbanan before he said it's a Shvu'ud Raisa, and Rav's Shvu'ud Rabbanan are different. Rav's Shvu'ud Rabbanan is because of Kadesh, the Rabbi Bar Shvu'ud Kadesh Tidak, is it right? And what's Rabbi Bar Chama's Shvu'ud Rabbanan? What's Shvu'ud Rabbanan? What? And why? But why? Yeah, but why? What's the reason? So it's like a hesis. It's time to bother mechayiv and mishvua. There was no reason for it. Rambam Chama has to come up with a reason for it, which makes it into shvuas hanoitlin. But before Rambam Chama held, it was time. Rabban made a shvua, maybe lasisa lahaydis or whatever it was. Rabban matl shvua. So therefore, Rava. So and from that. He says that, no, it's not a Rabbanon, it's the Raisa. So Rava comes along and says it's not the Raisa. But he also changes it in the Rabbanon. Not like you were thinking before he had this idea that it's the Raisa. You had an idea that it's the Rabbanon in a certain way. No, it's Rabbanon in a different way. It's Rabbanon because Kadesh Tidek. The Rambam ban Shvu like Keshe Tidek. So Rambam ban Chacham Shvu was Tam Shvu the Rabbanu Matal. So that Shvu is done with the Shvu's Hesses. So the Tila is not tolling. The Din the Tila is not tolling the Shvu. Tam Rabbanu Matal Shvu. You have a star. Why should it be a Shvu? You have a star. Why should it be a Shvu? Teretz is Rabbanu Matal Shvu anyway. By star you can tell you star below Patichon. You can be behind the Shvu. Star below Patichon is like a Hesses. So Rabbanu Matal Shvu. That's how Rambam Chabbalah. So Rava comes along and he says, "No, that's not the din of shul rabbanon by pegamus kibasa. Din of shul rabbanon kadeshetidek. So it's a shvus nightlin. So Rava, so the chilek between Rava and Rambam Chama and what the shvua would have been if it would have been a rabbanon or what it is. Rava says is rabbanon and what it would have been according to Rambam Chama if it was rabbanon.
Where do you see that from Rami Bachama that he would not hold like Rava?
Because then Rava wouldn't have to say anything." Why is Rava comes to argue Rambam ban Chama? Rambam ban Chama says it's deraisa. So Rava says no, it's not deraisa. That's it. Why did anything else? Rava says it's not a deraisa, right? It's not a deraisa. And then all of a sudden he goes to the Hope Shettle. Why is the Shvud Rabbanan? So he's being mechadish this Rava. This is not what this we didn't know before. Rambam ban Chama knew that it could be a Rabbanan. He understood that. And he's coming to say that it's deraisa to Fardim. Hepach Shvua. He's not some puzzled, verzweifelt, what kind of a Shvua is this? He knows that, because then just says it derives it because we don't know what Mativa, what kind of a Shvua is it? Rambam Chama is coming to Fadin, Rambam Chama is coming to, he understood that. So Rambam Chama is coming to Fadin, Hepach Shvua. So Rava says no. There's no deraisa. And as far as the Drabbanan, it's also different. My Drabbanan is different from your Drabbanan. Your Drabbanan is Tamba Shvua, Vasisa Lohidis. Even though it's Nishbe V'noitel, it's not a Shvu which is central to the Netila. It's not sure that it's Netila is Al Yidei the Shvu. Netila is Tam because you have a star. You have a star. You're Noitel because you have a star. It's like the strongest kind of Nishbe V'noitel. You have a star. So why are you swearing? Stam, you're swearing. Because just like a Kofra Kal swears, so you also have to swear. So this is Daima to Shvu of Hesses. This is Daima to Hesses. By Hesses, we say that there is a din of Hepach Shvua. So that's what he's saying over here. According to Rambam Chama, what does he want to Fadin? He wants to Fadin Hepach Shvua. Because if it was Hesses, then if it was not Raisa, if it was Rabbanon, then there would be a din of Hepach Shvua. Because even though by Stab by Nishbe V'Noitel, there's no Hepach Shvua. Why is there no Hepach Shvua? Because you hold the Netila is totally in the Shvua. And if the Nitva says, I don't want to swear, you're stuck. What can you do? That's why there's no Nishbev and Leitl. That's why there's no Hepashvu by Nishbev and Leitl. Because it's like the Rosh says. I say, you know, I don't want to swear. If you want to swear, Zil, if not Zil.
Now, why don't you just start off? Rami Bachama thought it was a Duraisa Dikadin, and he didn't know anything about Shmuel Rabbanan.
Because then Rashi wouldn't have to say a Nafkamina. Why is Rashi saying a Nafkamina? So the Pashtus is that he knew it could be Rabbanan because it's in the middle of a long
mission. It's a Mishnah Shvuah.
It's a Mishnah Shvuah.
No one knows the Mishnah.
Right, but you see that Rav is not interested in that Mishnah Shvuah.
No, Rav is interested.
That Mishnah Shvuah doesn't apply.
No,
right?
It does. It's Rabbanan, but it's not Rab. But it's Rabbanan as Keiketed Keiketetidik. It's like by Nisachir. Why Nisachir? Keilahav is not the Shmuel Abayis because it's Torah 12. So there's a reason, so it's a Nishbev and Eitel. So Rav holds it's a regular Nishbev and Eitel. It's not different from any other Nishbev and Eitel. That's what Rav is being Mechadish. You see in the Gemara, Rav is coming up with a Chiddush that we didn't have before. Rav is coming with a Chiddush. You see from Rashi, that Rambam ban Chama understood that it could be Drabana. Because that's the Pashtus that's Rabbanan. It's the middle of a long list of Rabbanans. Pashtus is Rabbanan. And Rambam ban Chama understood this. The Rambam ban Chama said, no, it's not a Rabbanan, it's a Deraisa. And that's why Rashi says, what's Nafka Mina? Because he's not coming to identify the Shvua to you. There's no problem with the Shvua. Without Rabbi Bachama's Chiddush, it's a Shvua, it's a Nishbe V'Noitel, like any other Nishbe V'Noitel. That is no. Rabbi Bachama is coming to say, he's saying it's the Raisa because he wants to Fadin something. What does he want to Fadin? He wants to Fadin that with the Raisa, Lai Mavchinim, with Rabban Mavchinim. So it's not a steer to Rashi. In Shvuas. Rashi in Shvuas holds like the Rash that by regular Nishbev Neutel there's no din of Hepach Shvuah. Mashenkin over here, according to Rambam ban Chama, the Nishbev, if Poigim Shtaroi would be a Rabbanan, Rambam ban Chama held that it wouldn't be a Nishbev Neutel like a regular Nishbev Neutel. It wouldn't be that the whole Netila is totally in the Shvuah. It would stand be a Shvuah. You have a star. You have a stars. Come on, you have the money in your hands. Afal pekendra b'ada said there's a shvur. So don't mechal the stam shvur. It's like a muchzik. Why does the muchzik have to swear a kafrakal? You bet mitzvah win. You have a muchzik. Rabbanu said you have to swear a shvur anyway. So you have a stars. Rabbanu said you have to swear a shvur anyway. That's how Rambam bar Chama understood it. And Rava comes to be mighty from that and to say no, it's not like you think. The reason why there's a shvur is because kadesh atidai. So if that's the way Rambam bar Chama understood what the shvur was, then by that shvur, there could be hepach shvur. That's why he says that's the mean is that if it would be Rabbanan, it would be done with the shvur sasses, then it would be mafchinan. And if it's the raisa, then it's loy mafchinan. That's what he said. I just want to say before I don't know how much I can get through last night, but the kasha of Nikita Scheifetz. So, this shvu over here, what's the shvu? What does the Gemara say? The shvu is, the lahof is died to Shabbalabayas. How you have is died to Shabbalabayas? That you want to be Mechayer of a shvu, so the Rabbanu will, the Balabayas, the husband, the Baal, they're not Balabayas, the Baal, lahof is died to Shabbal. So, he's being robbed here. She's coming, right? He's being robbed. So where's the penis of the das of the balabais? How are you? If I use the balabais, how? We have lahafid la'tzabal. We have lahafid that of balabais by sochir. The Gemara says in Shavuot and daf. Where is it? No. Right at the beginning of Kol Nishboy, the Gemara says this. That sochir. Why is the sochir swear? Because the balabais is torn payalov and the. Sochir is Samayim, Lahav is Dayat Shabbal Bayis, so he mechayev the Sochir to swear. So the Baal Bayis really doesn't know, he just thinks that he paid, but he's not sure. So Mele, if he mechayev the Sochir to swear, so you make his Daitoy that you know, okay, I'm not sure if I paid or not, I think I did, I'm not sure, he swears, okay, fine, so I paid. That's the Hafiz Daitoy. But where's the office? This office daita is not the same. Because he knows that he paid. He has made dechot that he paid. He knows that she's robbing him. So how is her shvua mefes daita? How is her shvua mefes daita? How?
At least he made a swear.
What?
At least he made a swear.
Well, sort of. It's mefes daita because you mechayev her shvua. You're not letting her get away with it. You're not letting a stam get away with it. Stam. You mechayev her to swear. So the head of the pius, the lahav is daitoy. The lahav is daitoy is the chiyav shvua, but not the shvua itself. When she swears, that's not mefayis daitoy. When she gets up and she makes the shvua sheker, he doesn't feel very vindicated with that. He's because she's robbing him. Where's the feel vindicated? Rabbanan came to my defense. I will mechayev her a shvua, so maybe she'll be purish from the shvua. So that's the lahav is daitoy. So the Hafiz Daitai is not the Shvua. The Hafiz Daitai is the Chir Shvua. Just that the Chan Mechayv Shvua, that's his pius. But the Shvua itself, is you have no pius from it. What pius does he have? If she got up in line, and she swore Shvua Sheker, and she robbed him, she made him pay a second time, there's no pius in that. So that's why, even though this is a Nishba V'Noitel, and by Nishba V'Noitel, Rashi holds that there is the Kitas Chayfas, like you see Rashi in Gittin. But by this Nishba V'Noitel, there won't be Nikitas Chayfas, because the Shvu itself is Kal. The Shvu itself is nothing. The Shvu is irrelevant. You make a Shvu, fine, you make a Shvu, it's a Nishba V'Noitel. But the whole din of the Shvu, is that you mechoyev a Shvu. That's the whole din. So, well, if you mechoyev a Shvu, that's a Shvu doesn't accomplish anything. What does a Shvu accomplish? Nothing. So well, the Baal, the Shvu itself doesn't accomplish anything. So Rashi holds that on such a Shvu, there's no Nikitas Chayfas. But a regular Nishba of Noitel, also by a Sochir, where the Shvu itself is Mefes Daita Shabalabayas, and it's Baruch, and it says, what? Tells him, no, I thought I paid, but it could be not. The Balabayas Torah, and if you make a swear, if you swear, so I feel a little bit better that I'm not paying for nothing. So that Shvu needs Nikitas Chayfas, because the Shvu itself is important. Over here, the Shvu itself, is really doesn't do anything, but Vibal the Rabbanan came. Rabbanan Mechayev the Shvua. That's his pi. That's his Hafiz Daitai. Okay, so I'm going to speak about this Tosfos. I'm just saying very quickly the Tosfos because I really don't want. There's no time to get into it. But the Tosfos Teretz is what the first Teretz of Tosfos is that Nafkinu will be Lagabi Choshev. That we saw the Tosfos. Nafkinu will be that if it's a Metoich, right? So, and the no no what yeah yeah the din is mitoich the din is mitoich but shnayim chashudim. So there's so first of all it's very modern to learn that this whole sugi after that sign is talking about shnayim chashudim. Where does it say the sugi that the shnayim chashudim? That's one thing. Second of all, the bach is the steer in the rush. In the Gemara Shavuos in Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara Shavuos is machlokes tanoim. If it was the din by shnayim chashudim, one madama holds yachloiku, and one madama holds chazer shvuah lemekayma. We don't know what lekayma means. Rabba holds lemekayma means that you say mitoyim. Chazer shvuah lemechuyev lemtachshin yachlo shavu mishalim. The rush in Shavuos paskins like the madama of Yosi. It says yachloiku, and over here the rush says the rush brings down. Yeah. So here it seems to say that he holds like Pasla Kabab Bilchazakavase and that he's Mechuyiv and same Tachin Yachlo Shal Mishalat. And the Rosh in the Shvu is Paskin that's Yachlaiku. So it's a steer in the Rosh. That's what the Bach is in the Tor. And this is advised by Akash.
By the
Raisi,
you do say this, and by the
Rabban,
you don't.
By the Raisi, you say Mitoich, but Rabban don't say Mitoich. Oh, so there's also a gear system. Bach changes the gear so bit. If Miller Freya or Lefreya, if you look at it away. So I think what's Pshat and Tois is Pshat and the Rosh doesn't mean that this word is talking by Shneim Chashudim. What the Rosh, what Tois and the Rosh is saying is, Vibald by Yeshvuah the Raisa, there's a din of Mitoich. Vibald by Yeshvuah the Raisa, there's a din of Mitoich. So that means that Shvuah the Raisa is Shvuah Chamura. So that's why people will be punished from Shvuah the Raisa. Not that this is talking in the case of where it be Shneim Chashudim, then the din would be that Mitoich. And even the din would be Mitoich. So therefore, people will be more nizer, not to swear, to be more nishmar and pirish from the Shvuah Deraisa, from Shvuah Rabbanan, because the Shvuah Deraisa is a chumra de Keshvuah. What's the chumra? Not the chumra is you have to swear in Kitas Chayefis. The chumra is that in certain cases, there's a din of Mitoich. By Shneim Chashudim, there's a din of Mitoich. By Shenke, by Shvuah Rabbanan, there's no din of Mitoich. So therefore, it's a Shvuah Kala. How do people look at a Shvuah Deraisa? How do people look at a Shvuah Rabbanan? How do they look at it? So if you by Shvuah Deraisa, there's a din of Mitoich. So Mimela, people look at it as a Shvuah Chamura, so Mimela will be Pirish. A Shvuah Rabban is no Din of Mitoich, so people look at it as a Shvuah Kala, so therefore they won't be Pirish so fast from it. That's what Tosfos is saying. So Mimela, according to this, it's not Shver the steer in the Rosh. About the reason why you say Achloiku, it says in the Ran of the Shvuah, it says, because there's a Mitoich on both of them. The Bandal is Mitoich on both of them, so Mimela, you say Achloiku. So even the Bandal of Achloiku holds of Mitoich. He just holds that it's Mitoich and both, so he says Achloiku. So that's not the gay of it, without talking about Shneim Chashudim. So the Rosh is saying, we pass him like a Rabba that he holds that you say Mitoich. It doesn't hold like the man says it doesn't say Mitoich. Pass like a Rabba and say Mitoich. L'maisa halacha l'maisa, what do you do by Shneim Chashudim? He paskins in Shavuos that Vibaldis and Mitoich on both of them. Shneim Chashudim is Mitoich on both of them. Some others say Achloiku. But Batsim, there's a din of Mitoich. We hold like a Baba. We don't hold like Shmuel in Shavuos. So therefore, Vibaldi, we hold like a Baba. That there's a din of Mitoich. Therefore, people will be punished with the Shavuah. But not that this Gemara is talking in the case where Shneim Chashudim is. Just to establish the Chashivas of the Shavuah. Okay, I want to point out one more thing. Rashi says, Mukal Hazach Kamoi Balvoa. What do you do? What's the Eitzah? How can you be Pekeach? What does he do? He pays a second time, and Mukal Hazach Kamoi Balvoa. He takes the first ones, he makes them into Alvoa, and then he brings the Eidachas, and then he brings the two Eidim to say that the Ksuba was paid up, and then he brings the Eidachas to say that she owes me the money from the first one. So Rashi at the end says like this. Rashi is ve'en kan shibud kakoyis. Rashi is why is the black fear shibud? You want to be mechayver shvuah deraisa? Why isn't the black fear shibud kakoyis? So he says shloim bekach ksuba toiva. He's not money for overpayment of the ksuba. They are refunded the money. He's money from halva. So Bemison, what do you hold? If Rav Papa holds shvuah deraisa, which the Rif says in Kufay Vav and in Bav Basri holds shvuah deraisa, Rashi in Gimel and Kedushin all says Rav Papa holds shvuah deraisa. If he holds shvuah deraisa, so then it's a shnat kamina. If it's ksuba, if it's milva, what's the chilek? Lilval pes gozim in ayarshim afil shabuda deraisa. It's saying there's one of three shiva kakoyas. Tyson Bogansi is a kasha. How do you ever have a shvur by Lilval pes? I say there's one of three shiva kakoyas. So if he holds like, shabuda deraisa, and this is Rapapa, and Rapapa holds shabuda deraisa. So if it's shabuda deraisa, what's nafkamina what it is? If it's a milvah or if it's ksuba, what's nafkamina? If he doesn't hold for some reason, like the Ramban in ksubas that pevov, says that where our papa says that priyas b'chayv mitzvah, Rabban learns the mishpud lav deraisa. So according to him, it's mishpud lav deraisa. But there's no chilek. What's the chilek? What is Rashi saying? The reason why there's no problem with Benjamin Kfir Shabbat HaKoyis is because he's not coming tomorrow of Tzuba, he's coming tomorrow of Tzuba of Milva. What is he saying? So what Rashi has, though, I think, the Tosfos says in Bav Metzia, Dadal, and Bez, yes, Akasha, if you hold Shabbat deraisa, if you hold Shavuot deraisa, how could you have a shavuot by milval peh? So Tosfos has two terutzim. One terutz he says is that ein lo kakoyis. The other terutz is
what's
the kasha? How do you have a shavuot with the mitzvahs by milval peh? It's always clear shiva kakoyis. If you hold shavuot deraisa, it's always clear shiva kakoyis. Yeah, if you hold shavuot deraisa, milval peh is going to be nayarshim. If you hold shavuot deraisa, so milval peh is unless when you sell to lekuchas, it's rabbanu mafkia the shiva. But Basim is Shabbat Deraisa. Sari have by the mixes and for Tosfos, either because Eilu Kakoyis or because Machalay Hashibud. Machalay Hashibud, right? So what does Machalay Hashibud mean? When is he Machal Hashibud? When he comes to Bezdin and he wants to be Mashvi in the Shvua and he can't be Mashvi because then he's born to Shabbat Kakoyis. So be Machal Hashibud right there and finish, then he'd be Machal Hashibud. Right? What is Machal? What? Yeah, so tells the Bitzel Shah, Machal Shvur means you're Machal in the beginning. We do it later, it's not going to help. You have to be Machal in the beginning. When you shtal back the Shvur, when you shtal back the Chayv, and this is the Chayv Sheyesh by Shibud Karkoyas, so then, even if you're Machal the Shibud later, it won't make a difference. When you see already, I mean, it's too late. This is the Chayv, also Rav Chaim, this is a Chayv of Shibud Karkoyas. So even if that right now you might have shibud, it's not going to make a difference. There won't be. But if l'chatchila, when you lent him the money, so then you will might have the shibud. So the shibud was the chayv was a begishtalt without a shibud. Then it's not called clear shibud kakoyes. Has to be mitchila, right? So over here, the mice over here, he could be might have the shibud. Why is it when Rashi has a kasha? Why is it clear shibud kakoyes? But if he might hold the shibud, I mean, he's stuck, she's robbing him. Nothing he can do. He wants to be chayv shvur deraisa, what's the problem? And he's bought a shibud kakoyis, or he might hold the shibud. No, you can't do that. You have to be might hold the shibud, but chil is a chayv. So if it's also a zakhul of the milva, zakhul of milva is a new chayv. And if you're an abad over here, he's a baruchel, doesn't want a shibud over here, because there's no prospects of ever collecting the shibud. She has a shtar, he has an idacha, she's going to swear. There's no way he's going to ever collect the shibud. So abad, he doesn't need the shibud. So
the milva was before.
What?
The milva was the
No, but right now, the first one. But now you're zaykev b'milva. Now you can shafet nuchiyev. But if you're zaykev b'milva, then there's a new shloshim yoyim, because it's considered a new chay. Right now, he's like a b'milva. Right now, he takes the. It's really gzeila. She has my money, but he takes that money, converts it into a milva. By converting it into a milva, he shafts the nuchiyuv. When he shafts the nuchiyuv, he's michael the shibud right away because there's no reason why he should keep the shibud. The shibud's only going to hurt him. It's only going to stop him from being mechayv shvur. So as soon as he's zaktum of a milva, then he's michael the shibud. So mele, this nuchayv of the kafal of a milva blives a chayv she'ein by shibud. So mele, you could be mashbiya. Mashenken, if you're coming to be gaiva al teksuba. If you're coming to gaiva al teksuba, so it's not a nuchayv. If it's not a nuchayv, so then it's shibud kakoyis. To be Meichel, before he wanted it, but now it's too late. If Meichel now, it's not going to help. So that's what I should say. The reason why it's not a problem, Shibud Kakoyis, is because it's going after Nuchay and not after Ksuba. Okay, all right. This,
but Rashi would have to say that to the Mechila, no?
That is Meichel. No, but it's Pasha that is Meichel. I mean, it's a Pasha. You have to be an idiot not to be Meichel, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
what does he gain from this Shibud Kakoyis, which is only ruining it for him? He will never be going for this Shibud,
yeah,
never. Right?
Yes,
I should say. This is a Kofa Bob, the Rebbe Nuchayt. So my daddy doesn't want a Shibud on this Nuchayt. So if he doesn't want a shibud, machal a shibud. So Tosi says machal a shibud. There's no shibud somewhere. There's no. And he's born not in shibud
kekayach.
Okay. You look at Tosi clearly. You know, I can't. There's no time not to go into Tosi. But Tosi, both terutzim, I think, are very clearly that it doesn't mean there's bepoil over here. You look at both the shoyness and the Tosi, and the Rambam and the Bachta changes the girsa. Because the Bachman is like the Mashah that is talking by Shneim Chashudim, so he has to change the Gersa. But Tosfos and Shvuah says very clearly, what would be if there was a din of mitaych? What would be if there was a din of mitaych by what would be if there's a din of mitaych by Nishbev and Eitel? What would be? What would be? So Tosfos, so he's Lishava, Bishama, therefore why they can't be Goiva? What be the did? If the nishbev and nifta is dinner of mitaych, teshin yachol shava mishalim. So how would you translate that into a nishbev and nifta if this is mitaych? That you are nishbev and nifta, teshin yachol shava. You can't be goyva. Listen to Tosfos in Shavuos. He says the loishna mechuyva tevaya shvua. Hear this? Loishna tevua mechaya tevaya shvua. Loishna mechuyva nitva shvua. Ben yachol shava. There's no nafkamina, even if there would be a mitaych on the nishba of the Michael, the nitva would pay. Because Tais is learning that there's a chi of shvua, there's a chi of tashlumim, the chi of tashlumim is mokah for the shvua. If the shvua is bottle, you have to pay. So if there would be a din of nishba of the Michael if there would be a din of mitaych by a nishba of the Michael, he would take without a shvua, Tais says. Tais says, and he would take without a shvua. And this Tosfos stems exactly with the Gersa and Tosfos, the way it is by us. But Shengen, the Bach changes it. Because the Bach learns that it's talking by Shneim Chashudim, so he has to change the whole thing. Okay, so I just wanted to say a quick vart on the parasha. And I want to just add something to what I said today by the parak. I left out two things that I wanted to say. The parasha is Vahlur Yachin Kabaycha, the famous memory of Kiva, that this is called Gavul B'Torah, and the Gemara says this is the Iker of the Torah, and the Idach is Pirusha Zil Gemara. So how is Raftal Reacha Kamaicha connected to all the other mitzvahs in the Torah? How is it connected to Tefillin and Lulav and Tzitzis and Karbonis? I mean, what's the connection? Raftal Reacha Kamaicha Tazer, all the mitzvahs. So very simply, I want to say that why the Ramban says Raftal Reacha Kamaicha is a haflaga, it's exaggeration. So really, what stops a person from being the kind of after Rach Kamoicha, from being, why? Because he has his own degiyas, his own pnias, his own midas. That's what stops a person. The Rambam says in Shmoyin Prokim that all the mitzvahs in the Torah, including Arayas, including everything, from Achol Sesoris, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, I think he says in the fourth paragraph, Shmoyin Prokim, that all the mitzvahs in the Torah were given to fix the midas of a person. Everything, it's all about midas. Everything is to make a person be a moderate person, make a person be derech hamamutza, and fix his midas. So the whole Torah is made to fix your midas. If your midas are fixed, then you can be mekayim v'aftol racha kamaicha. He does some shat in the Gemara. But I spoke a little bit today about...
It goes the opposite. It starts with v'aftol racha
kamaicha. Well, you can't get to v'aftol racha kamaicha. How do you get there? It's a very hard thing, v'aftol racha kamaicha.
The Klal Gadol news. The Klal Gadol news.
No, this is the Klal Gadol. Everything has perusha. Everything is perusha. How do you get to Bafta Racha Kamaicha? That's the whole Torah. The whole Torah is how you get to Bafta Racha Kamaicha. I just was speaking today we're talking about learning a parent. We're talking about the idea of the Messiah, of the Gavur Rabbah that gives over from one to another. The first mission in Ovis, I'll say two things very quickly. The first mission in Ovis says that Hamidu Tamidim Harbe. I was talking about the whole thing of Messiah, that there's not Petropis. There's a Baal Messiah who is the Hamidu Tamidim Harbe. So Rashi says, really Gemara Yevamos, Rashi says that if Hamidu Tamidim Bizarusha, he may be again Mahmud more Tamidim Bizkenuscha. Why? You don't know which one would be the best. You don't know which one would be the best. So Mela, which means more Mahmud more Tamidim when you're older. So what would be if you knew which one was the best? What would be if you came to the first group of Talmidim you had? Somehow you knew, Agilim and Hashemayim, that you never could have a better Talmud than the one that was the first group. So then what? So then you don't have to be Mabit's Torah anymore. You don't have to be, there's no more Lilmud Lamed. Why would you stop? Are you going to retire and walk on the boardwalk
the flowering. I mean, what's the Mishnah saying? Why about that? You always have to be my mitabidim. The same Mishnah saying like this: there's a mitzvah of Arbatzas Torah, Limud Lamed. The Bali Mesaira, they have a dual mitzvah of Arbatzas Torah. They have a mitzvah of Arbatzas Torah like anybody else, with Limud Lamed. They also have a mitzvah to groom their best successor. That's because since each one it becomes the apotropos after him, right? So their responsibility is to groom the one who's going to be the Mamala Makim. And they have to do the best job possible. They have to groom the one who's going to be the best Mamala Makim. So that's what he's saying. If you knew that your first group of Talmidim had the best possible Mamala Makim, so that's Chiyuvim Makayim already. When it comes to the rest of your life, there are many ways of being Mabitz Torah. You could learn Alabez with children, if it was Torah Semes, which is excellent about the Torah. You could say Daf Yomi Shurim, you could go to be part of Rechaikim, and learn with them. There are many ways you could be Mabitz Torah. But if you're a Baal Mesaira, then you can't do that, because you don't know, if you don't know Ezman Yuchsha, you don't know which one will be the best. So Mela, you have to be, that's what he's saying. That's why you always have to learn with more Talmidim at this level to make sure that the result of all your work is going to be the best possible success of you. That's one thing. One more Nakuda, this idea of the Gabba Rabba, of the one who is the apotropos in the Torah and Machriya and decides, the coming Shavuos, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he said, and he wanted the Torah, so the Malachim said, "Tnohoichal Shemayim, give it to us." So Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, "You have fathers and mothers, you have this. What's the conversation? What did they want, and what is he answering them? They wanted the Torah. What are they going to do with the Torah? Yeah, it's a Rufus Sheamus. I know all these Torahs, but what do they want? Tnohoichal Shemayim. So I think Tnohoichal Shemayim, what they wanted, as they should be the patrons of the Torah. They should be the Machriya. If you have a Machloikas in this Medrash like this, is Yeshua is the one who's Machriya, and for future, that's what it is. Whatever he says." That's the Torah, you know, so that's why we don't have those machloikas recorded, because those machloikas were at a time where there was one machriya, one gavarab, one person who decided what the halach is and what is the right Torah, so then we have no machloikas. The Malachim wanted that they should have that kayach. So Mimela, so what did Moshe answer then? What did Moshe say? So fine, they wanted to pass through all the shaylas, be machriya all the machloikas. So what did he tell them? We have fathers and mothers. Moshe was telling them, you can't paskin for us if you don't share our experience. If you don't know what it means to be a father and a mother, you don't know what it means. If you don't know what this all means, how are you going to paskin for us? You don't relate to it. You don't know what it is. So that's what he said. You can't do this. It's my last video.